Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Chav Heyam and Aleph. We're holding on Chav Dal Amud Beis, six lines in the bottom, by the words Tashema. So the Gemara brought a memorah from Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said, any mechitza which even just sways in the wind, so that's not considered a mechitza. In fact, the Gemara now, Tashema, Ilan HaMesach Al HaAretz, you have a tree which goes and is mesach on an area on the ground. So now, if this dome, it doesn't quite reach the ground, but there's less than three tefachim separating the tips of the branches from the ground. So the halacha is metaltel and tachtov, you're allowed to be metaltel underneath the tree, in this shaded area from the tree, and then entirely it's all fine because you have mechitzas all around you by way of these branches, and therefore it's considered a reshus hayachid. So on Shabbos you could carry in that entire area. But the question is am I? According to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, why are you allowed to carry there? Haka'azel v'asi, these branches sway in the wind, so why is that considered a mechitza? Says the Gemara, Hasam nami da'avale b'hutza v'dafna. Like we've answered similar questions, and that's discussing a case where it's tied, and therefore it's tied in a way that it doesn't sway in the wind, therefore it's considered perfectly valid mechitzas. Well, for the Gemara, yachi, if they're perfectly valid mechitzas, because they're tied up, there's no difference between this and a brick wall, so then italta bekule, so it should be a regular reshus hayachid that you should be allowed to carry in it, no matter how large it is, no matter how large of an area it is. Alama Amar Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua. Why did Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua say that aim etaltulim by ela beis hasayim? They're only allowed to carry in this area underneath the tree if it's an area that's up to a beis hasayim. But if it's larger than a beis hasayim, you're not allowed to carry there. The question is if the mechitzas are completely fine. If the mechitzas weren't completely fine, so I would understand. So it's a shvacha reshus hayachid, and therefore you can't carry in too large of an area. But being that the mechitzas are tied, so it's a regular mechitzas yachid, so why can't you carry in it, even if it's larger than the beis hasayim? So says the Gemara, because even though the mechitzas are fine, mishum davi dira shetashmisha la'avir, the dira is shvach, because the person who's living there is not living there to be there. No one's going to live in such a place. Anybody who's staying there, he's just staying there to guard the area that's outside of it. So he wants to get shade, so he's staying in that area. So it's really a dira that shetashmisha la'avir for the air that's outside of it. V'chol dira shetashmisha la'avir, any time you have a dira that its ikar purpose is for the area outside of it, the halacha is a metatlan by elis asayim. You can only carry it if it's up to a base asayim. But if it's larger than the base asayim, you can't carry in such an area. Fact the Gemara now Toshma, another kasha on Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. It says that Shavas Batel Shu Gavaya Asara, if a person sets up his shvisa on Shavas on a mountain that's 10 tefachim tall, so it's a reshus hayachid, v'me'arba amreis ad beis hasayim, anywhere in between 4 amreis, which makes it, and now it could be a reshus hayachid, but it's up to a beis hasayim, not larger. V'chein v'neka, same thing by a crevice, a ditch in the ground, same idea, shu amuk asara, v'me'arba amreis ad beis hasayim, same idea. V'chein kama ketzura, v'shibaylis mekifis aysay, if a person has an area that's surrounded by walls of harvested grains, or shibaylis, or standing grains. In any of these cases, the halacha is mahalich haskula v'chutz. That area is considered a reshus hayachid, surrounded by mechitzas, and therefore you could carry in it, and then you could even carry up to 2,000 amis away. That's where Tchum Shabbos ends. But it's fact the Gemara, afagav dekazel v'asi, in these cases of the grain sways in the wind. So how is that considered a mechitza that makes the area inside a reshus hayachid? Says the Gemara, hasam nami da'avale b'hutza v'dafna. There also we could be discussing a case where it's tied in a way that it doesn't sway in the wind. Says the Mishnah Vayter. One halacha. Shluchei mitzvah patur min ha-sukkah. That's the first halacha. Someone who's on his way to do a mitzvah, so he's patur from sukkah. That's the din of Isaac b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Being that he's already doing another mitzvah, so he's patur from the mitzvah of sukkah. Halacha number two. Chaylin u'misham shehen patur min ha-sukkah. A person who's sick, even a chayla she'im ba'i sakana, as we'll see on Chavav min Aleph, he's him and misham shehen, those that are assisting the chaylim, so they're patur from sukkah. The Ritva explains, teshvuk ain't tadur, just like a person who was sick and the house, his house that he lives in, was making things difficult for him, he would leave. So too, a person who the sukkah is making things difficult for him, he could leave. Halacha number three. Snacks are mutter even outside the sukkah. Also, the Ritva explains, based off Teishu Kain Taduru, that a person only eats his meal inside the house. Snacks he's willing to eat even outside the house. So to on sukkahs, a person is allowed to eat snacks, whether it's eating or drinking, even outside the sukkah. Says the Gemara, now going on the first halacha that we said, that shluchei mitzvah are pater from the sukkah, says the Gemara, minani mili, what's the makar for this idea of isik b'mitzvah pater na mitzvah? The Tan Rabbana, like we learned in the Braisa, the pasuk says with regards to Kriya Shema, that you have a chiv treat Kriya Shema b'shiv tucha b'beisecha, when you're sitting in your house. So we darsha from there, that's when you're doing something that's not a mitzvah, pralo isik b'mitzvah, as opposed to if you're doing a mitzvah, so then you're pater from Kriya Shema, then you're pater from all mitzvahs. Ubalach tucha v'derech, your chiv treat Kriya Shema while you're traveling on the road, same idea when you're not doing a mitzvah. Prat l'chasson, to the exclusion of a chasson whose mind is preoccupied with the mitzvah, with the bia rishayna, being that there's besulim, so his mind is preoccupied. Mikan amru, akaynes es a besula pater v'salman achayev. That's only going to apply to a person who taka marries a besula, but one who marries a besula, he'll be pater from Kriya Shema, and a person who marries an almana, he'll be chayev. His mind isn't preoccupied with the mitzvah, as we'll see soon. Says the Gemara, my mashma, where do you see from this pasuk this idea that's coming to exclude the person who's isik b'mitzvah? Amrav huna kederach, we compare b'shivtecha b'veisecha to v'lechtecha v'derach, to a person traveling on the road. Now derach reshosh, just like when a person's traveling, so presumably he's just traveling and he's not doing a mitzvah. Afkol reshosh, so to any time a person is being isik in something which isn't a mitzvah, he has a mechiv to rekriyishma. Lafukei hai, to the exclusion of this person, the b'mitzvah also, he's busy with the mitzvah, so then he's pater from Kriya Shema and all the mitzvahs. Well, in fact, the Gemara, who says that the person traveling on the road is not doing a mitzvah? Mila askina de kazal dvar mitzvah? Aren't we talking even about a case of a person who's going to do a mitzvah? V'kam rachman alikri. And still the Torah says that he's supposed to read Kriya Shema. So you see, that even when he's doing a mitzvah, he's supposed to read Kriya Shema. Says the Gemara, no. That's not the case. Because M. Cain, if the Torah was discussing such a case, even a person who's doing a mitzvah, Lema kra b'shevis uvelechas, the Torah shouldn't have said b'shif techa uvelech techa, it could have just said b'shevis uvelechas, while a person's sitting, while a person is traveling. My b'shif techa uvelech techa, you're sitting and you're traveling, b'lechas didachu demechayavt, it's only when you're traveling, meaning for your own purposes, that's when you have a chiv to read Kriya Shema. Ha'b'lechas the mitzvah, but if a person is not doing it for himself, he's doing it to do a mitzvah, so then petiras and the person's pater from Kriya Shema, and so too by b'shevas, by b'shiftecha b'veisecha, it's when you're sitting with your own purposes, b'shiftecha, for your own reasons, that's when we say you have a chiyuv to read Kriya Shema, as opposed to a person is doing a mitzvah. Well, for acting gemari, hachi, if so, that any time a person is doing a mitzvah, he's pater from Kriya Shema and all the mitzvahs, so then afilu kainas es ha'almana nami? So why is a person who marries an almana, why isn't he also pater from all the mitzvahs? We said before that a person who marries an almana is chayiv in Kriya Shema. Why don't we say that he also is isik b'mitzvah, so he's pater? Says the Gemara, because kainas es ha'besula tarid, kainas almana lay tarid, a person, like we explained already, his mind is only preoccupied when he marries a besula, because he has to deal with the besula. As opposed to an almana, who, that's not negea, therefore his mind isn't preoccupied, and he's going to be chayiv. Or frak the Gemara, you're telling me it's telling whether or not a person's mind is preoccupied? V'kol heicha de tarid, anytime a person's mind is preoccupied, hachanami de pater, you mean to tell me he's going to be pater from Kriya Shema? Al me'ata, if so, tavis svina. I'll say, but yeah, if a person's boat is sinking in the sea, the tarid, he's for sure tarid, he's losing all of his money. Hachanami the pater, you're going to tell me that he's pater for mitzvahs just because his mind is preoccupied. V'chitema hachanami, if you're going to tell me that, yeah, itaki is pater, I'll prove it to you that a person who stam has his mind preoccupied, he's not pater. It says that an avil, even though his mind is preoccupied, obviously, he just lost a loved one, still the halacha is that he's chayiv in all the mitzvahs. Chutz min ha-tfilin, except for tfilin. Tfilin's the one exception. Shari nemer ben peher. Tfilin have to be glory. They're supposed to provide glory, and a person who's an avil isn't a bar hachi. Fine, so tfilin's an exception. But otherwise, a person who's an avil is chayiv in all the mitzvahs, even though his mind is preoccupied. So you see that it's not totally in the person's mind being preoccupied. Says the Gemara, no, it is. But there's a difference between a chasun and this case of the avil, and surely in the case of the boat. Hacha, over here, by the person who's the chassan who marries a basula, tarantir did the mitzvah. It's not just dam because his mind is preoccupied. His mind is preoccupied with doing a mitzvah. So there we say that Isaac the mitzvah pater min mitzvah, because his mind is preoccupied with doing a mitzvah, he's pater from kriyashma and other mitzvahs. However, hasam over there, by an avil, and surely when it comes to the case of the boat, tarit tirda de rishos. That's not a tirda de mitzvah. It's not mitzvah. He has no mitzvah to be, for his mind to be preoccupied. His boat is sinking. He's losing his money. Fine. So his mind is preoccupied. There's no mitzvah to be like that. An avil, he lost a loved one. So his mind is preoccupied. There's no mitzvah to have that. There's nihu gavelos. He has to, certain halachas he has to keep. There's no mitzvah for his mind to be preoccupied in a way that he can't perform a mitzvah. Therefore, in those cases, we don't say Isaac b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. It's only by the case of the chasam, where his mind is preoccupied with something that he has a mitzvah to do, then we say Isaac b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah.